Paranormal Radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, one of the requests that a couple of listeners have made is whether we should have some kind of premium service, you know, with extra content. This is what a lot of the big shows do, you know, out there, you know, where they offer features to listeners that are not part of the normal free offering. Now, of course, the free offering is a radio show with commercials, free access to our forums. We have an online store where you can buy Paracast t-shirts and this, that, and the other thing. But the question here is whether we should have, and we'll brainstorm now, and then our listeners can join in our email section or getting posts in our forums, but to talk about, for example, a Paracast Pro premium sort of thingy, okay? Something that would be this extended service. Oh, it sounds cool to me, too.
Of course, it is more work, but sounds good to me.
Well, one of the concepts we thought of is having a special chat room. Now, I know that a lot of shows have the chat room, an interactive chat room, but, of course, we're not here 24 hours a day to monitor those chat rooms. Sometimes they get a little bit out of hand. But if we have a special time, a special place where Chris and I, or maybe some of our guests, can sit there and participate and answer your questions, that's a good possibility. That might work.
Yeah, and anything interactive and putting the ball in the court of our listeners and, you know, giving them the opportunity to get involved directly with the subjects we cover, the guests we cover, and I think the idea of an exclusive chat would I think it would fly.
We'd have to look at other kinds of features. Maybe have the various participants in our show write special blog entries, keep a special official Paracast Pro blog, where we talk about things, about research, about things that may be more intimate than just a general purpose blog, something more focused towards our listeners. That's another possibility. The other thing is here whether we should have special interviews, special videos. You do a lot of interesting videos, for example. And maybe we could offer that as premium content.
Well, I do have a lot of stuff that I have not posted.
Yeah, I know. And we want to see what that is. By the way, we are working, by the way, with our webmasters to take OurStrangePlanet.com and bring it into the 22nd century. Not the 21st century, but the 22nd century. So we're hoping that's going to happen real soon, sure. But the other idea here is maybe make a special place for the older shows, the ones a year or two old, because we've been on the air since 2006. Put them in a special area, just for premium members. Now, premium, of course, let's be frank about it. Premium means that we'll have a modest monthly subscription fee or an annual fee. We're not going to make it high because nobody has money nowadays. You know, the economy's in the toilet, and we don't want to just take money from our listeners. What we're trying to do is give you a value-added service, something beyond what we could do with the regular Paracast radio show, and you charge a subscription because the people who participate and work with us are going to want to get paid for it.
That would be nice.
Be a change. So now I had
said, change is good. Change is good. Change I can believe in.
Great. Sure. That would be usable from all of us here. Now, the one thing to mention here, too, is that we welcome your ideas as to how we should do this, how to set it up, what features to add. And if you're skilled at coding, you know, internet forums and blogs and stuff like that, maybe then you can assist us. Maybe then you'll be able to help us advance the entire state of the art.
We have a talented listenership out there, and boy, it'd be great for one or more people to step up and really help put this whole thing into the next level. I think it's a great idea, Gene.
As I said, we're calling it the Paracast Pro. Not because, you know, it's the best title. It's just something that I came up with. And you may find that title to be perfectly awful. What do you think, Chris?
I need to think about it a little bit. I think, you know, my initial reaction is a positive one. But, you know, perhaps we could put this ball in our, you know, listenership court and the forum.theparacast.com and maybe, you know, monitor that thread that you have going about ideas for this this new forward progress here at the Paracast.
Definitely something that I hope we could, you know, extend. It's not obviously just a trick to make some money from listeners, because if we didn't give value, it's no sense doing it, because that's been the goal of the Paracast from day one, is to provide interesting discussions on all paranormal issues. We're not going to pander to our listeners. We're not going to create fake controversies. And I know some shows out there do it. They will go unnamed because they want people to visit their forums. They want hits on their websites. And maybe you make money from that for a small amount of time, but I think people get bored because they want something bigger, better, badder every time. And I don't believe in that kind of radio. You know, if I had to do that kind of radio, I'd go off and eat cat food or something and give it all up.
Or maybe sign up to monitor the Inquirer's website or something.
Well, you know, there's a former guy from the Inquirer who also has books and everything about all the things he's done. We may have him on the show in the near future.
Well, it can't be Bob Pratt because he passed away a number of years ago. He was one of the few shining lights, I think, at the Inquirer for a number of years in the 70s into the 80s, I think, where he covered some very, very interesting stories and did some really good in-depth field investigations that appeared in the Inquirer, of all places, including some of the original articles that were written about the Manuel Gomez case outside of Dulce in 77 through 79, some of the cattle mutilation cases that we've discussed in the past here on the show. But, you know, I'm always reminded of the original Men in Black movie where Tommy Lee Jones grabs a copy of something that looks like the Inquirer and says, hey, we got to get the news out somehow.
It's funny. We don't take the National Enquirer seriously at all. And then they come up with stories like, of course, former Senator John Edwards fathering a child out of wedlock about the affair he had, and nobody in the mainstream media would pay any attention. It's a National Enquirer. How could they possibly be telling the truth? Guess what? The story was right on.
Sometimes that scoop should be used with a kitty litter box or something, I guess.
Yeah, I think about that. Kitty litter boxes, they always represent serious problems for all those kitty litter boxes. But, you know, it's not the morning fish wrapper when a paper like that gets a headline and the headline is accurate. It really is. Before we go into our guest, Joshua P. Warren, can you tell our listeners about this trip you're taking in May? Probably about the time people hear this show. Maybe we won't have you back because you'll be caught in the maelstrom of another dimension.
Well, let's hope we get some really good quality data if that happens. I do plan a trip up there. I'm going to be accompanied by Rosemary Ellen Guiley. We have, I've already booked quite a interesting double-blind setup where we go to specific areas, some of which I've never even been to in the Valley, that have potential for future field investigation work. And we're going to be armed to the teeth with some really cool gear, and I hope to make a recording at some point during the week that I'm going to be up there where we update the Paracast audience to some of the goings-ons that that we're going to be, you know, looking into up there, including a ranch case in extreme northern central New Mexico that, quite frankly, rivals anything I've ever heard, if there's any truth to very sincere testimony from the rancher and his wife and family. It could be very exciting, and I'm looking forward to, you know, once again, doing a sojourn back up to the San Luis Valley and really digging into some of the mysteries that that I know are lurking just under the surface there.
We'll look at Poor Man's Paranormal, a manual on using household items to document ghosts, UFOs, cryptids, and psychic activity right now. Lots of other stuff coming from Joshua P. Warren. Once again, neighbors, we do want to hear from you about our plans for a PowerCast Pro service, even if you think it's a bad idea, okay? But if you have an idea of what features we might offer, maybe even the prices we should charge for the extended services, we want to have your suggestions. Then we'll see where to go, if we go anywhere with it. Write to us, news@theparacast.com. Once again, our email address is news@theparacast.com. I guarantee we read each and every letter we get, and we answer most of them. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Yeah. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 24 assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MANY. These 24 Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 24 assorted roses guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MANY. Go to ProFlowers.com, secret code MANY. That's ProFlowers.com, code MANY.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market, real estate, metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
We return. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien, ahead of his great voyage on a evidence hunting expedition with Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and we'll be getting reports on that as they progress, assuming he is not captured by aliens. But Chris is here today uncaptured. I will never be captured by aliens because they'll look at me and throw me back. That's why I'm never abducted, by the way. They'd say, oh, throw him back. We're talking today to Joshua P. Warren, and he's got a new book which is interesting. It's called Poor Man's Paranormal. Now, is this meant to be serious, or is it kind of, whimsical in a sense, Joshua?
It is serious. In fact, I find that so many people see paranormal investigation teams on television using thousands and thousands of dollars worth of equipment that many get the wrong impression. They think you can't be a paranormal investigator unless you have a fortune to spend and all kinds of advanced technical knowledge. But in fact, you can collect some very valuable data using just household items and things which are quickly accessible to you when that random, spontaneous, unexpected manifestation might occur. And so this book is something that everyone should keep on hand for those occasions.
Okay, let's kind of define it here, and we'll refer listeners to actually check out the book for more details. But say I want to look for ghosts, or I saw something that appears to be a ghost at my house, at my grandmother's old house that is rumored to be haunted, whatever. So, for ghosts, what kind of household items are going to help me in my investigation?
Well, the simplest thing that we always refer people to is a compass. Compasses are cheap, they're widely available, and of course a compass is naturally sensitive to magnetic fields. We know they should always point north. If they don't, something is affecting them. If they're spinning or they're pointing in a different direction, that's a very simple way of determining if there's some odd electromagnetic field. Also, if you don't have some fancy electrostatic field detector that will pick up charges, because many of them can cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars, you can just take a fluorescent light bulb and walk around your house with it in dark or dim lighting conditions. And if you encounter a strong electrostatic field, that bulb will start to glow and blink in your hand, even when it's not connected to anything, and indicate that you do have an electrostatic field. You can even make an EMF meter very simply. You can make a voltmeter. You can take flour and a black piece of plastic and sprinkle the flour over the plastic and then monitor it to see if it's been disturbed, if any type of field or current has moved through there. Of course, there are techniques in here for how to build something like a thermometer if you don't have a thermometer around. You can take flashlights, laser pointers, all these simple things that most people have around the house and use them. In fact, one of the interesting things a lot of people don't think about is that you can take simple streamers made out of something like strips of toilet paper and hang them up in areas where ghosts have been seen.
Now, our listeners, some of the more skeptical listeners out there, are going to listen to this and say, toilet tissue?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to have some obvious connections there that are sarcastic in nature. But explain this in more detail.
Well, if you take a strip of toilet paper and hang it up from the ceiling and then take something like a balloon and rub it on your hair to build up a charge, and you bring that balloon next to those strips of toilet paper, they will stick to it. They'll start to sway around and move. In fact, if there is a thunderstorm rolling in and you have a buildup of electrostatic charges in the air, you can see it influence those things which are sensitive and delicate and fine and attached to those fields. And so if you have some type of a manifestation which includes an electrostatic component, this provides a visual aid for you. What I find is that 9 times out of 10, if a person sees what that person believes is a ghost, they have nothing more than a story, an anecdote. There are all kinds of questions about what that person perceived. But any little extra bit of information as far as what measurable conditions may have been changing or related to the event in the environment is valuable for someone who's trying to look at this from a skeptical point of view and determine what has happened. And there are all kinds of examples of simple things that can be used not only to document ghostly activity, but also UFOs, cryptid, psychic phenomena. And this is a way of getting some kind of a handle on the data in the atmosphere.
Let me ask you an obvious sarcastic question here. Have you used any of this stuff? And let's talk about the ghosts and we'll get into the cryptids and the UFOs. Have you used any of this stuff to actually validate the technology?
Oh, sure. Yeah, all of these things. Every single one of the things in the book are things that I have used in a field investigation. For example, I happen to own a very large, expensive collection of equipment. I mean, I've been accruing equipment for probably 20 years. And I'm one of those guys you see on TV who has thousands and thousands of dollars worth of meters. And so what I do is take some of these expensive devices out in the field, and I use them alongside with some of these very simple improvised techniques, what some consider the MacGyver method. And I look at, you know, the comparison between what the expensive scientific data is giving me and what I'm getting from the balloon or the strip of toilet paper or the compass or the bulb, that sort of thing. And what I find is that, yes, you are going to get far better data if you have some type of professional device that is producing a result for you. You can plug into a defined, specific system. But the more homegrown household methods are actually quite good at giving you the general data. I mean, they tend to give you feedback at the same time you get feedback from the more expensive device.
Joshua, just for those who never watched TV in the 1980s, who or what is a MacGyver?
Well, MacGyver was an ABC fictional character who had a background in sort of improvised military work, and he was very old-fashioned. He didn't like to use guns and so on, but he had a very scientific engineering-type mind. And so whenever he was given a mission, instead of bringing in all kinds of fancy James Bond kind of trinkets and tools, he would just take whatever was around him in his environment and have the imagination and skill to sort of create on the spot an innovative little tool that would help him to achieve his mission.
Now, I understand MacGyver was a TV show starring Richard Dean Anderson, who later went on to appear in Stargate SG-1, which was the TV version of the movie Stargate. So if anyone figures that out, there you go. If you catch the show, I guess Netflix has it. It might be fun. I guess also if you're using household items on a TV show, you don't have to spend lots of money for special effects. You don't have to have a crew in there who would go in there and give you all this advanced technology, spending hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars per episode. You know what? If I can do it with toilet paper, why do I need this advanced circuitry, right?
And also, I feel like that if we had, let's say, just maybe 5 or 10% of the population of this country with a professional level team, with all of the scientific tools, I think those people, that 5 or 10%, would be far less beneficial than if 50 or 60% of the population knew how to use whatever devices they have right around them at any given moment. I mean,
we have to use this, Joshua. This has to be used. It is the break. We have Joshua P. Warren. We're going to learn about the MacGyver technique of paranormal investigation with him. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast.
Hey, neighbors. Meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can for one flat rate. You have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928- 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. Joshua P. Warren is telling us about the MacGyver techniques, how to use household items to be a paranormal investigator here on the Paracast. Chris, you want to pick up on the questioning? This is fascinating because I'd like to know also whether any of these things are things that maybe you might have used in your research.
Well, I really applaud the concept, Joshua. I think it's a very empowering approach to getting people, you know, your average everyday person, like you mentioned, that doesn't have the, you know, possibly the financial resources to buy the gear. I think you've come up with a great workaround for people that want to get involved in this. But the first thing that springs into my mind has to do with the the motto of the Paracast, and that is separating signal from noise. I'm a little nervous about a lot of people that have some quality training from your book, but are going out there with MacGyverized detection equipment and possibly misinterpreting the data. And this, how do you deal with the noise, that the potential noise that might be generated around the signal in this case? Obviously, the analytical process is paramount. How do you approach that?
Well, I guess the key element here is to look at the alternative. I mean, the alternative is to have nothing more than a person's individual subjective report. And so the idea is that something here, however rough, is better than nothing. And, if a person tells me, "I have seen a ghost," I may have nothing based upon that report that I can follow up on and give any meaningful feedback on. But if the person says, "I saw a ghost," and at the same time, the light bulbs started blinking in my living room as the ghost was walking around, now I have something I can work with. I say, "Well, now, what kind of light bulbs do you have? You know, were they on or off?" And presuming this person is accurately reporting that information, this allows me to now speculate on the nature of what that person saw and whether or not it was actually something paranormal or something normal but unfamiliar to that person. And we deal with that a lot. There are odd things that happen naturally every day, which are not necessarily evidence of some spirit come back from the dead. Now, that information I get about the light bulbs may not be specific enough for me to give some type of, you know, detailed report on what's happening. But that lets me now take a further testing step, telling that person, okay, we need to focus a little bit more on looking into the electrostatics of that environment. And so it's a starting point, and it may be the only type of point that many people have access to.
Well, how do you address the issue of setting up proper investigative protocols for aspiring amateur investigators who are, you know, and I think it's a very ingenious concept of MacGyver rigging, you know, everyday household items to aid you in at least giving you an alarm when something's going off. Obviously, if you're walking around with a fluorescent bulb and it starts to glow, to me, that would be, and I think that's an ingenious idea. It's a great detector for some sort of field effect that might be occurring. But how do you look at the whole idea of false positives, of creating a system of protocols and documentation so that this data actually is viable for someone like yourself who is looking at it in the post world and coming up with a, you know, with a system of investigative procedures that you can then continue forward with? In other words, how do you address the whole idea of protocols and documentation?
Well, the book starts out by talking about the scientific method and Occam's razor, that the scientific method is imperfect because not everything can be measured scientifically. We struggle with that when it comes to things like human emotions or dreams and various psychological phenomena. But as far as measuring what is happening in an environment, the first thing you want to do is, of course, look at the most likely explanation without jumping to something extraordinary. And if you can't immediately find a possible cause for what you are observing, the next thing you have to do, of course, is observe it as much as possible and record it in every possible way. And then, as traditionally done in the scientific method, you over a while look for any patterns and correlations which might seem to emerge. If I do this, does that happen? You know. And once you find some kind of a pattern, connection, cause and effect, or correlation, then you want to test that out into some type of a hypothesis to see if you can recreate the phenomenon. And if you get to the point where you can recreate it, then you should be able to get a handle on what it is. So the approach is very much like any scientific investigation where you go in trying to be conservative and reserve judgment, but little by little collect as many pieces of the puzzle as possible.
That's a really good point. And all of a sudden, a light bulb went off over my head, and all of a sudden I realized what you've done is you've come up with a distant early warning system that eliminates a lot of professional field work and casts a wide net. And with qualified amateur investigators, then you're able to have at least enough data to determine whether a full-scale investigation with proper gear or proper gear with proper operators and you know, a proper analytical process can be brought to bear on a particular site. It's ingenious, and I applaud you for this.
Well, thank you, Chris. And that is how I look at it. I see this as a very practical way to give people some type of empowerment to learn as much as they can while the unpredictable activity is happening, because we know that if you wake up in the middle of the night and there's something weird happening in your home, you believe there's some creature, there's a UFO outside, whatever, by the time you get a hold of an investigation group, you email them or something, and then they email you back and they ask you some questions, then you email them, and then finally they get all their gear together. It could be, you know, at very least days, if not weeks or months, before the crew comes out. And I know myself that when you wander in to somebody's house, somebody's, say, quote-unquote haunted house, and you actually see something paranormal, that's like hitting the jackpot. I mean, that it's so rare, it's so unlikely that that little slice of hours, whether it be a full day or 2 days, that you go into the home, you're going to see what that person has experienced once, maybe living there for a year or two. And so it's good to know that people will have what they need on hand to make some kind of headway when the spontaneous occurrence is actually happening to them.
The obvious question here from the devil's advocate side is, of course, you're putting amateurs to work here with your homebrewed gear. Aren't you afraid of getting a lot of noise before you get that signal that possibly real event?
No, that really is not of concern, because to me, again, what's the alternative? You know, the alternative is just a story. So if the person gives me a bunch of meaningless data, that's still better than not having any data at all, if it's going to give me some ability to see if that person understands what the person is talking about. I mean, I can tell if somebody knows what they're talking about when they say, I think there's an electrostatic field in my house. And that's one thing that I often do with investigators. You see a lot of investigators running around holding little boxes in their hands that squeal and make noise, and they say, oh, I'm getting something here, I'm getting something there. And you say, well, what is that little box? And the person says, well, it's an electromagnetic field meter. And you say, well, what is an electromagnetic field? And very few of them can give you an accurate definition. And if they
right.
say, well...
That was a refrigerator turning on, dude.
Yeah. And you ask them, you know, what is the shape of an electromagnetic field? How does that little box in your hand work? You know, if you disassembled it, could you put it back together again? I ask people who are giving me measurements, if somebody says, I think there's an electrostatic anomaly here, what is an electrostatic anomaly? See, I am prepared to be able to discuss that information.
Make sure they at least have a clue or part of a clue of what's going on. We have Joshua P. Warren. We're exploring paranormal research on the cheap. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
Returning, more with Joshua P. Warren, exploring paranormal research on the cheap without having to bust your budget. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien on the Paracast. Before we go into more details on how to do this, like using AM radios to document UFO interference as opposed to the normal interference that the AM band can produce, how did you get trained to do this, Joshua? Did you train yourself? Did you kind of learn from the school of hard knocks? What got you into this thing in the first place?
Well, this particular approach goes all the way back to when I was just a kid, you know, learning about science, elementary and middle school level science projects. Because, you know, when you're a kid, you don't have any money, and you don't have the freedom to go out and buy all this equipment that you can get as an adult. And so as a kid, if you want to do scientific experiments, you have to be creative and innovative, and you have to build a lot of things. It's like, for example, when I was a kid, I didn't have a voltmeter, and my dad didn't have a voltmeter. He didn't need one, and nobody wanted to go spend the money for a voltmeter that nobody needed. So I had to find just some old piece of wire on the back of an appliance and coil that wire around the compass, because everybody's got a compass. You go camping or something. And once you have a piece of wire coiled around a compass, you've got a voltmeter. You can stick a battery up to both ends of that wire, and if it has current, then that compass will swing to one side or the other, perpendicular to the field. Now, that is not accurate enough to tell you exactly how many volts it is and so on and so forth, but it was good enough to let me learn some general principles, Michael Faraday style, about the relationship between electricity and magnetism. And what I found is that long before I had the money and resources to own all the equipment that I have now, I had to rely on some of these simple methods in order to get my foot in the door. And I sincerely believe that someone who makes all the things in this book, and everything can be made for next to nothing, you could probably make everything in the whole book for less than $100, can actually go out and start training as a professional paranormal investigator, and there are people who have contacted me already who are having poor man's paranormal parties where they're inviting friends over, and they have the list of all the different items needed, and in one or two nights they make all this stuff, and then they go out and they start investigating with it. And if you find that this works for you and you're happy with it, well, then this will give you the confidence to start learning more and spending more money and becoming more proficient at doing something which doesn't really have any strict guideline in nature. You can't really get qualified at investigating what you don't know about. It's a mysterious subject, and so you just have to go out there and experience for yourself what is happening and what it might be connected to.
Of all the things anyone can possibly do in their lives, what led you to this subject above anything else?
Well, for one thing, when it comes to the idea of science, science is all about trying to explain the unexplained. And so paranormal research is really the purest form of scientific philosophy. And I'm a very curious person. I am always driven to understand the mechanisms by which the things around me operate. And I also feel that if there is value and rarity, well, these are some of the rarest experiences that you can have, and therefore they must be enormously valuable. And it took me years before I was able to go into a house and see what I would call a ghost. It took me years before I saw objects flying off the walls of a house, and I couldn't explain, you know, why they were flying off the wall, where this force came from. And every time you see something like that, as rare as it may be, it inspires you to want to know more and more. And I think one of the best examples can be given based on the work that my team and I have done at Brown Mountain in West North Carolina, site of the Brown Mountain Lights. Now, the Brown Mountain Lights are these multicolored spheres of illumination that have been seen floating around this ridge for perhaps 100 years.
Now, I should point out to our listeners, last week when we talked to Micah Hanks, he gave us somewhat of a basis on the Brown Mountain Lights, and I mentioned at the time that I had gone up to Weissman's View, one of the places where you supposedly see the lights. I saw planes, no lights. It was a horrendous drive up there, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, many of the so-called real scientists over the generations have not even ventured to investigate the lights because they dismissed them out of hand as an old ghost story. But we, on the other hand, spent about 15 years putting in the observation time, which, mind you, is the first step of the scientific method is observation, and bringing scientists up there who were far more qualified than ourselves, physicists and geologists and so on, to monitor what we were doing and make sure that we were gathering data accurately. And eventually we determined that most of these are a natural phenomenon, a type of plasma similar to ball lightning. And we ended up earning the cover of a science journal in 2004 because we reproduced it on a miniature scale in the laboratory. In fact, there's a video demonstration of this you can watch for free at my website, joshuapwarren.com.
Okay, and so this is not ET. It's not paranormal. It's totally natural.
Well, most of it is. And not only is it natural, but by understanding how it manifests in nature, we also know how it could be possibly used for practical purposes, like assisting in wireless communication, propulsion systems, both lethal and non-lethal weaponry. All kinds of practical knowledge comes from understanding how to control plasmas, but none of that information would be at our disposal if it weren't for having the open-mindedness to go out and look at an old ghost story.
Regardless whether the ghost story is real or not, right?
That's right, absolutely. Because you have to think about it. 150 years ago, if some old cow pokes out, you know, and he's walking through the field at night and looks up and sees a light, he doesn't say, "Wow, look, there's a plasma on the mountain," you know. No, that's a ghost to him. That's a hint to him. So you have to look at the mindset and the point of view of the individuals throughout history who have seen these things, who were not prepared to understand them because technology had not caught up to that time yet.
Chris?
You know, that's a really good point, and I think there's a wealth of investigative potential that exists within, you know, location-specific regions where, you know, reoccurring phenomena have been reported for decades, even generations, hundreds of years in some cases. And, you know, I think it's really important that we get more people involved monitoring these areas. I've come up with an interesting formula to identify a hotspot or a portal area. And one of those points of, you know, of observation of an area is that there's a history of some sort of unusual occurrence or reoccurrence of a fairly consistent type of phenomenal event that occurs over and over again over a period of years or generations. And, you know, the Brown Mountain Lights, the Marfa Lights, there's a number of examples that could be used in this regard. And I think, Joshua, you're right. The more people we have monitoring these types of hotspot areas or location-specific investigative sites, obviously the more data we're going to accumulate, and the more we're going to be able to support some sort of process that flies in the face of the scientific, how would I put this tactfully, scientists have a, let's put it this way, scientists have a lot, a major problem with amateurs impinging on their investigative territory. And I think that, that if we accumulate enough quality, ad hoc, sort of MacGyverized data, it's going to reach a tipping point where science has to take these places and these locations seriously. And I really, the more I think about it, the more I applaud your idea. Let's get grassroots. Let's train people. If they're really interested enough to be able to utilize their ad hoc gear, let's train them. Let's get them all on the same page. Let's get a good system of protocols together. Let's get a good system of documentation together. Let's get some serious investigators helping them analyzing their data and move forward with this. I mean, we're spinning our wheels in this darn field. I sound like a broken record here on this show. We're spinning our wheels. We're not taking the ball. We're not moving it forward down the field. And I applaud your very ingenious, insightful, practical way of making that happen. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to me to know that, you know, you can see the vision there for how this may give people that first step. And, you know, even children, as I sort of alluded to, can make a lot of this stuff. And this is a great way for children to learn about science in general, you know, building these things to go.
Man, I wish I had this book when I was a kid.
Yeah, right.
I wish I had this book, Joshua, when I was a kid.
I'll tell you what, I used to build electronic things when I was a kid about 400 or 500 years ago before there was anything electronic. But seriously, Joshua P. Warren joins us, Paranormal on the Cheap. We'll talk about the book, about the concept, and lots more. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.